Preparing this pitch is what a group of foreign-trained professionals have been working on at their ESL program in Scarborough, and today they're trying out their speeches on native-born Canadians at a local job fair. One of the students who's been preparing a pitch is Sivan Zokian, back home in Iraq and then in the United Arab Emirates. Sivan was a clinical psychologist and a media producer, and she is with me in studio, along with Teresa Weens, who is head teacher at the Mennonite New Life Center's LINK program in Scarborough, and she has been helping her students with their elevator pitches. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
You're from Iraq?
Yes, Armenian from Iraq.
Via the United Arab Emirates?
Yeah.
Had you heard of an elevator pitch before you got involved in this program?
No, this is the first time when I'm here and I'm a student for LINK classes.
What was most difficult to you about crafting that pitch in the time that you had and getting the idea across?
It's very difficult to talk about yourself and also to mention the company when you apply for the job. It's so difficult.
What were the strategies that you used to try and be successful at creating that pitch?
During our classes and what Teresa, she teach us, first to know about myself, ourselves, to know what is the strongest and to delivered the best things during the elevator speech and how we can invest the time, the short time, to try to convince the person we will apply for him to get the job.
It is a difficult thing to talk about ourselves, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's so difficult.
And to sell yourself.
It's very difficult, especially when you talk yourself. If you like propaganda for another things, like a home, car, or anything you love to sell it, it's so easy, but it's very difficult when you talk about yourself.
Propaganda for yourself is a bit more confusing.
Yes, especially if you surprise, you don't know yourself very well. This is important.
Especially if you're also part of an ESL program.
Yes.
And just becoming familiar with the language. Teresa, how did you go about trying to make people like Sivan comfortable in offering propaganda about themselves?
Yeah, propaganda. That's tough when you put it that way. Well, I told them that they needed to really focus in on what the employer want. What are the qualities that the employer is looking for? And then, just to be honest with themselves, what key characteristics do they have that was a perfect match to those qualities? And it's tough to do because you have such a compressed amount of time and you have to be warm, enthusiastic, passionate, and spontaneous while doing it. But if they keep focusing on what's true about themselves, they can get through the process.
Why the elevator pitch of all of the things? I mean, what is it about that you think is most useful to someone like someone?
I think the elevator pitch forces us to really zero in on being very concise about telling our story, who we are, what we have to offer for the employer. And if they can master the elevator speech, then the interview questions, where they also have to be concise and to the point, is easier. And so the elevator speech gives them that opportunity.
We're going to hear the pitch, and you're going to help coach?
A little bit.
She's
pretty good.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pitch away. We're on the bottom floor. Ding. I've pressed the top floor, and away we go.
Okay. Well, I help people to be happy and beautiful. Misery stems from within the individual.
Sorry, Sivan, that's your hook. So that second sentence is really important. So you're saying misery steams from. Remember that stems is the color red. So you want stems from.
Yes.
Misery stems from. Go ahead, try it again.
Okay. Misery stems from within the individual. We spend more than 8 hours at work. That's why we need to create happiness. Throughout my previous work on Abu Dhabi TV, I was able to deal with different personalities by seeing pressure as a good friend. This impacts the teamwork to create a positive working environment. Because if you feel you are beautiful and happy, then you will be an added value to your organization you work for. I'm very outgoing and able to work independently. I was able to handle more than one project. Also, I have the ability to find alternative solutions in difficult situations. My ultimate aim is to help organizations develop more ethical and inclusive workplace cultures. My name is Sivan, and I'm working on making TV program talk shows.
Well done.
Nice to meet you.
How do you think it went?
She got a little bit nervous and lost at the end, but...
We're reaching the top floor. The doors were
exactly
opening.
Exactly right. You don't have much time, right?
And I think the elevator is so speed, that's why.
It's too fast, that elevator.
How do you think you did? Were you comfortable?
Little bit, because you know, it's because I'm talking about myself in the second language.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to change your brain and to talk about yourself. It's like I can speak more easy in Armenian or Arabic. I can't minimize the time, but in the third language and the English language, it's a little bit. I think yes, it's difficult.
I think you did a great job. How do you think she did?
I thought she was fabulous. I mean, this is painful and awkward and uncomfortable in your first language, but and English is her third language. So it's amazing what they can do. And if you can do this in your second language, you can nail the interview
as
well.
What do you think they learn, your students, about themselves in doing something like this?
Well, they learn the soft skills, which is all about communication, and that's what the elevator speech is about. And that's difficult for a lot of them, because for many of them, they're coming from workplace cultures where hard skills are emphasized. So it's flipping it for them. But through it, they do start to realize what it is they bring to the table and what is really strong and beautiful about them.
So Yvonne, what do you think you learned about yourself in doing this?
I find I have something, it's good, I can believe myself, I can face lots of things, and I have the confidence to sell myself as a worker person.
Your students are going to be making these pitches at a job fair later on today?
They will.
What's going to happen?
It's going to be exciting and probably a little bit stressful, but they're going to be at a job fair at our center, and they're going to be making their pitches to the employers, but also to any guests that come in. And we're hoping that they have fun doing it, because the hard work is done, so.
We are ready.
You're ready. Good luck. Confidence is everything. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's Sevan Zokian. She's a former clinical psychologist and media producer from Iraq, now student at the LINK program at Mennonite New Life Center. Teresa Weens is the head teacher at that settlement agency. Here's Jennifer.
A power outage at Spadina and Queens Quay is holding the 509 Harbor Fund and turning back the 510 Spadina at King.